Good evening, everyone. I'm going to try this again. I tried doing a video a while ago, and all of a sudden it just cut off. Totally, I didn't shut it down. It shut itself down. Anyway, tonight this video is entitled God's Will Cannot Be Thwarted. I was sharing earlier. I deleted the other one because it only went a minute. But I was sharing that when I was about 12 years old, I went to my mom and said, I'm very upset with you. I have something to tell you. She goes, what is that? And I said, I didn't choose to be born. Why did you have me? I didn't want to be in this world. She goes, Larry. And I go, I'm serious. I don't like the fact that you gave birth to me. I didn't choose to come into this earth. Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. That's why so many people commit suicide. They don't want to be in this earth. But later on, I discovered that I had been adopted. I've been predestinated into the family of God. God chose me in Him before the foundation of the world. And now I can cry out, Abba, Father. And I can be glad that He chose me from the foundation of the world. I can be happy to know that I'm one of His, and He died on the cruel and rugged cross for my sins. It's totally different now, you know, but it wasn't then, I'll tell you that. I was not a happy camper at that time. God's will cannot be thwarted, folks. Ephesians 1, He says He works all things after the counsel of His own will, and that includes creating Larry into this earth, having my mother give birth to me. Jeremiah said while he was yet in his mother's womb, He knew him. Isn't that what he said? And so tonight, let us just realize that, you know what? You can't thwart God's will. He holds all things in His hands. He's the one that determined I have this gray shirt on rather than the orange shirt today. Even the bounds of our habitation are in His hands. You know, and so once we come to the realization, I was talking to my son earlier one morning. I could tell he was in a good mood, and I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing great. And you know what he said? He said, I'm resigned to the will of God. That's where we all need to be. We need to be resigned to His will. We shouldn't be fighting against His will. We shouldn't be shaking our fists in the face of God. That's what it says in Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And it says God will laugh and hold them in derision. Hath not the potter power over the clay? You know? And we were talking tonight about infants who die in infancy. We don't know who are God's elect and who are not, but God knows. The foundation of God stands assured. He knows everyone who's an elect child of God, and that includes little infants. You know? And so, you know, when we find ourselves getting upset and wringing our hands at the terrible way that things, the world's going and stuff, let us remind ourselves that God is in control. You can't thwart His will. He holds all things in the palm of His hand. He works all things, not some things, all things after the counsel of His own will. And none can say unto Him, what doest thou? I'm glad to know that He is in control. He's in control about every aspect of our life, where we worship, when we get baptized, if we do get baptized, you know, when we worship other people's feet or when we don't, when we take communion and when we don't. Everything's in His hands. When we go to the store and when we don't go to the store. When we go out to eat. You know, I went out to breakfast this morning and I looked up and a guy was at our little table in a wheelchair. And I looked up and I realized it was Mark's barber, the one that cuts Mark's hair. And he said, "It's been a while since I cut your hair, Mark." Well, I could see he wasn't in very good shape. He'd been in good shape, and now he was in a wheelchair. All things are in God's hands, you know. He works all things after the counsel of his own will, not some things. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind tonight. I hope this video comes out. The other one didn't come out at all. Hopefully, this will be a blessing to you. And once we are resigned to the will of God, and once God shows us, gives us hope that we're one of His, then there's no greater hope we could have been given to think about our eternal life with Him in heaven someday. May the good Lord be with you tonight is my prayer. God bless.